Hi, my name is Katie Edwards. I graduated from UNC in 2003. I was a history major. I am from Smithfield, North Carolina, and I am currently the curator of popular culture at the North Carolina Museum of History in Raleigh. And so I get asked a lot what a curator does, and I like to kind of describe us as storytellers of exhibits. And so, it's a really fun job. I'm a big nerd, so I love to learn, and I'm learning something probably every day, I would say. Right now, I'm working on a variety of different exhibits, and they're all over different topics from the history of sports in North Carolina to women of country music. I'm working with the Grammy Museum in LA to create, or there it's a traveling exhibit, but I'm working to add North Carolina country music women as well to that exhibit. And so, and that's something I really knew that I was passionate about, is being able to be in a field where I could constantly be learning new things. And so I really love that. So yeah, and in the past I've worked on really fun exhibits, and I never thought that I've always been a huge pop culture fan. Ever since I was a kid, I love movies, I love music, I love sports. I grew up a diehard UNC fan. My parents almost named me Caroline after Carolina, so it's really fun to be able to work and study North Carolina sports history. And so to be able to work in a field where I can combine my love of history and love of pop culture is something I never thought I could ever do. And so it's really fun. And I've been at the museum now for almost 15 years. And it's, like I said before, I learn something all the time. And so I love working. And some past exhibits I've worked on that I've been able to combine popular culture and history. A couple years ago, I created an exhibit, helped create an exhibit on toys of the baby boomer era. It was called Toy Boom. And so I just thought it was really interesting. It all started when the 50th anniversary of the moon landing was coming up. And so I was really fascinated how much the space race really influenced something as innocent as toys. And so it kind of spread from there, and I decided to create a bigger exhibit and to talk about how these big movements, like the civil rights movement, the women's movement, the atomic age, the space race, all influenced something as innocent as toys. And so that's why I created the storyline and was able to bring in really cool toys, really rare toys. And so that's another kind of aspect of my job that I really love, is to be able to work with artifacts. That's something that's I always find fun, is we do a lot of research as a curator. We do a lot of reading, a lot of research, writing, really condensed writing, because we're writing labels. And so it's really fun to be able to work hands-on, and then work with a lot of archives throughout the state. And that's something I really love doing, is for the most part, we do work like doing research in our office, but occasionally we get to get out and go visit other museums around the state, around the country, and meet and work with other curators and museum officials and professionals. And so that's really fun to be able to borrow and collaborate on different projects. I actually didn't know when I was attending UNC that the public history field even existed as a history major. It was a lot of, reading classroom work. I did study abroad with the honors program in 2001, and so I was able to take a course at the British Museum in London, and it was a really super fun course, but I just never imagined that that field was open to me. And so to be it actually took me moving to Boston after college. And when I graduated from UNC, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I'm like so many students, and I had a history degree, and I was thinking about law school, but I just wasn't sure. So I moved to Boston kind of just to open up my eyes a little bit and try some different things. And because there's so much history in Boston, it really, I fell in love with that kind of public history field, all the museums, all the historic sites up there. And so I knew that I wanted to take that back with me. As a North Carolina native, I wanted to go back and be able to work in the public history field in my home state. And so it really just took, you know, I attended NC State for grad school and got my public history degree and began working at the North Carolina Museum of History. And it's been such a great, great job. And there were so many things at UNC as an undergrad that I did and was able to kind of build those skills. At the museum, we work in teams a lot. So all these really great exhibits that we open, it's all teamwork. And so I remember as a student at UNC, I definitely did a lot of team projects, and sometimes they can be difficult, but at the same time, it really makes a project so much better to have all these different opinions and all these different perspectives. And so that's something we definitely do work at the museum a lot, in teams. I also love, what else? Oh yeah. And so also at UNC, you know, as a history major, we were constantly having to do research and write papers, and writing is such a huge part of my job. And so to be able to get those skills and how to, you know, write a topic very condensely, and just be able to kind of get to the point, is something super important in my job. And like I said, it's writing labels is a whole different skill, but the writing that I did at UNC really helped. I think my job is really cool also in that I get to tell these stories and teach visitors these stories that I'm learning, and I want people to learn and find out about these, you know, that they may have not even heard of these people before, or these topics. And so it's really exciting to be able to create these stories about, one of the most recent exhibits I worked on was on the it's called Variety Vacation Land. Are We There Yet? And it's all about this campaign that came out in the 1930s in North Carolina. It was a tourism campaign. And so it was really, really exciting to be able to work and tell the story of this campaign and the good and the bad of the campaign, and that it was a really successful tourism campaign, but it also really, because it was during the Jim Crow segregation era, really cut out a large portion of our population, and that it was only open to white visitors and white tourists. And so to be able to open people's eyes and to talk about these you know, important topics in history, I just really love doing that. And so my job, like I said, is very exciting. I get to learn a lot. Challenges is that it's not the most lucrative career. I'll be honest, but it is worthwhile because you do get to make an impact on other people's lives and teach in a different way with artifacts and with photographs and with exhibits, and we're telling these stories. Another challenge is something I did do at UNC as well, is public speaking. Being able to talk in front of a class is super important in my job. I am constantly having to give talks, presentations, even on the news. So a lot of times we'll get, especially when exhibits open, we get contacted by the news, local news crews. And so we have to be able to think on our feet and be able to talk. Those news interviews are very short, so you have to be able to get what you want to say out very quickly. And so that's something at UNC. I remember having to give several presentations and whatnot. So my career at UNC, my 4 years, was super worthwhile. I loved being a history major. I loved taking all the pop culture classes that I did, movie criticism and different film classes and music classes. And so those all prepared me in my field today. I wish I had known earlier about public history there, but it all worked out. And so I love to be a UNC alum, and I'm very happy being a curator today.